One, two, three, four!
Hey, it's you boys back in the saddle episode. Which one's this?
This is episode 3, right?
Episode 3.
I'm pretty sure. I think we're season 3, episode 3, and we took
if
a break.
Not, we'll, yeah, if not, we'll just sound stupid. It's okay.
Right. No, we took a short break. As everyone knows, we all have lives. All right, we got a lot of shit going on. Shane just got a new job.
Start a new job. I get up at 3 a.m. now, yeah. Which is actually very nice, but it's not very nice for staying up late to recording podcast.
Right. So we got to find a time where we can. I'm in the midst of, I'm going to be moving in a couple months. Shane, oh boy. You and I have talked about this. making the big lifestyle change, making the move to North Carolina is going to be a hell of a thing. My family and I have always wanted to live there. We got most of our family lives down there, so that's going to be kind of cool. I'm sad because I am leaving a lot of friends behind, but without my family, I would have never made these friends, so I'd do anything for family.
You know? Leaving behind friends, but also leaving behind a lot of bullshit.
A lot of bullshit, which I'm excited about. So
left in the dust,
something new. But yeah, so we're on episode 3, man, of season 3. Whew. Whew. It's been a long time coming, brother.
Veteran podcasters now.
We are. We've made it. We've essentially made it. I mean, there's a few things that I'd like to talk about in the old patch notes. Really just one thing, because typically I like to talk about Apex stuff in the patch notes, but I feel like there's a lot to cover, so we're going to make that a little separate. So really I'm just going to talk about the free PlayStation Plus games for the month of August. As of right now, they've got Hunter's Arena Legends, and these were leaked, by the way. Hunter's Arena...
The fuck is that?
So it's like it's a Battle Royale, right?
Oh yeah, I've never played one of those before.
Battle Royale game with PvE elements inspired by ancient Asia.
Yeah, right.
The background reveals that a hunter is one to have unleashed chaos on the world, setting up all the events of the game. But it's like a different take on it. It's more hand-to-hand combat and like weapons that you use, like swords and shit like that. Is he just looking at the light? Sorry, I'm distracted. Shane's cat
He's looking out the window at something, like there's like a bug or something.
Unless he's looking at his own reflection.
Now, when I put this light on, it attracts like a bunch of moths and shit outside the glass, and then he likes to look at them for a while. So he gets it's kind of like his entertainment. This is me putting on TV for him.
Right. It's for him.
It's for him. And so then I get to watch him, so it works well.
So there's that game that's coming out. And then the two other games that are going to join it are Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville.
Ugh.
And
yes!
And Tennis World Tour 2.
Oh my, tennis?
Tennis. You know, kind of like, the Olympics going on right now. You know, there's tennis. I'm taking the big tangent. I have been watching the Olympics a little bit, and I watched archery the other day. What a fucking sport that is, dude. Like the scoring and all that, great. Other than that, Olympics can lick my hard nutsack.
Fuck the Olympics.
Facts. Fuck the Olympics. But that's it for my patch notes for today. I kind of want to ask, because I want to get this off the... This is going to get into the next realm of things. Shane, what games have you been playing as of late?
Yo, my boy. I've done a dirty betrayal.
I know you have. Everyone, get ready for this fucking betrayal, because I'm super mad about it. I'm tight.
Beep, beep. I've been up in the bus, hopping out, flying down, playing a little Fortnite.
So, I can excuse you playing Fortnite because you have kids and they get to all play with you.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I played it, because I've talked shit on Fortnite for a lot of years and only played it a very little bit before, also because of them, and I wasn't really into it back then. I haven't played it since Chapter 2 came out, and they're on Chapter 2, Season 7, so it's been a while now.
Right.
The last like set of cosmetics that I had were from Chapter 1, Season 7. So, I don't know how many seasons Chapter 1 went. I think it was 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of seasons ago is when I played. I only played it because they play it, and they want me to play it. And, yeah, so I can sit in the living room with me on my computer and three kids on their Switches, and we can all play in the same squad and play together. So it is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's why I can excuse it. I'm very upset. But at the same time, like, it's cool, right? You get to do this with your kids, and it's something that you guys get to share and enjoy. I'm just sad that it's Fortnite.
Well, see, I felt the same way. I said, oh man, I'm going to play this. Fine, whatever. I'll play this game with you. And then, turns out, it's actually a pretty good game. It's actually pretty fun.
So mad.
It's actually a great time. And sometimes I think about playing it by myself now. Wow. I say, I could play a round of that. That's a fun one. It's got a lot going for it, all right? It's made a lot of improvements. And if a lot of the aspects are stolen from other BRs I like, it's only for the betterment of this game. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And you know what? I'm glad that you're enjoying that. I'm glad that you have that. Besides,
Superman comes out in 18 days.
As a skin?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. It's a part of like the alien. It's cool. Like this whole motif of season seven, chapter things, confusing. This season is like aliens. So it's got Rick. From Rick and Morty, like Rick shows up a few places on the map with quests, and you can unlock Rick as a skin at like the max level of the battle pass. And it's got Dr. Sloan, who's, I don't know if is from something or just like Fortnite created character, I don't know. But in the world, there's like a whole bunch of different outposts where there's like these like FBI spec ops, like PVE, like characters hidden around that you can fight through into like underground labs, and like the cameras detect you and shit. And there's different quests to go to these different places and do stuff. And then some people hidden around the world that are actually aliens, like disguised as other characters, and you can talk to them and like, you know, go on little quests on that. There's payphones you can go and talk to that give you different quests in the map, like to do certain things to get gold bars. Gold bars are a currency this season you can use to like buy weapon upgrades, because you unlock like alien variants like pulse rifles from assault rifles. You can upgrade them with these alien components you find. And the cool thing is, the one skin that comes with the battle pass, which is like an alien, it's fully customizable. So like it has different like jaw, skin color, suit color, glow, like pattern, like a whole bunch of different stuff that you unlock with like these special like alien artifacts that you get from finding the alien chests or boarding the UFOs and completing mini games. So you get them throughout playing, and you like progressively customize your little alien dude. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty sick. And when you say alien, you mean xenomorph from like the movie Aliens?
No, not like an actual alien. It's like I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like I'm trying to think what it's most similar to. I mean, it stands up like a human, but it's got like one of them you can get. It's like got a big single eye. One's got like big poofy brain you can customize, and like massive jaw, and you can change the skin color to like purple and yellow. And it's in like an Avengers like time travel kind of suit almost that you can change to customize the color of.
That's pretty
cool. I don't use it because I have cool character skins already, but it is pretty cool.
Right. That's dope. And we were talking a little bit earlier before we started recording. You've been playing this game. Is it a mobile game?
No, it's on Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I play it on PC, but you can play it, I think, on Xbox too.
Here we go again. Game Pass.
Actually, so it is a mobile game, because I mean, it'd probably be the perfect thing to play from like the cloud gaming mobile. I'm sure it's touch enabled.
Yeah.
It would probably be like one of the best games to play that way. Yeah, I'm playing Yes, Your Grace, which is very, very cool. It's got like pixel, like heavy pixel graphics. You play as a king of kind of like a kingdom that's in like troubled times. And it plays out with like, you go through a full day. Your day starts, you know, week one, you basically, like, each day you play is like a full week. So week one, you're sitting on the throne, and the throne room fills up with like five people, and they're a mixture of like other lords or peasants, and they all have like a request of you or something. So they come in and they're like, oh my god, my farm was attacked by bandits and we're gonna starve, please, we need you to help, we need like 10 supplies, which is like food supplies. So you might have like 13. So like, okay, you know, we spend 4 on the army or something, and you know, we only get so many back from like whatever's going on, and these people want 10. So you either have to help them, and it will bump up like the approval happiness of like your territory as a resource, or you can say, nah, I just don't got it for you. And then they get sad face. And then, you know, later down the road, if you said yes, they might like rebuild their farm, and that dude comes back later and he's like, hey, thanks for helping me out. We're doing great now. So we have people to help in your army, and here's like some gold and stuff because we're prospering now. Or if you don't, they might like, you know, go the opposite direction. And you live the whole day doing different things, and you have, you know, children, and there's like marrying them out sort of elements of the game where you're like, you know, having to like form alliances with other lords through that and build up an army for something that's coming, a set amount of weeks down the road. You know, something is coming, you got to be prepared for it, balance all your resources with like very little that you have to work with, and make a lot of different decisions that could go one way or another. Like one dude that I remember comes up, he's like a merchant, and he brings like, he's got like this black chicken that he has, mm-hmm. and he's like, yo, I'm selling you this. This is my big magic cock. And he tries to sell it to you, and he's like, it can detect lies, and it like crows or like caws if someone's lying. It's the best thing you ever got. Like 15 gold, you got to buy it. And conveniently enough, like one of my daughters was like looking for a chicken for some reason. I'm like, all right, give me it. Give me that. Give me that. So it just sits in the throne room, and then like another dude will come up and say some shit, and she's like, ah! And you gotta decide, like, does this bird actually know what's up? Do I put this guy? Because there's some people come in, you can be like, all right, put him in the dungeon, throw that dude in prison.
That's pretty sweet.
The chicken like said so.
I just looked on here, and yes, it is on here for touch control, so you can play with
it's gotta
touch
be. Or play with yeah.
the controller. So I'm gonna give that a try. That's pretty sweet. That's awesome, dude. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, it's very good.
Join that game. I can't wait to try it. I've been playing a lot of Apex. A lot of arenas. Mainly arenas, though, like over the Battle Royale, which is kind of crazy. I finished out the Battle Pass, so I completely finished it out with like 15 days left.
I'm getting a good ways into my Fortnite Battle Pass.
Hey, you know, we're on the opposite end of spectrums for Battle Royale. Here we go. This is where we've come.
The third person element. That's a big thing too.
Yeah, we've come for a circle for it. I've been playing a lot of arenas, which this is just the perfect segue because we've got season 10 coming out, which they're done calling them seasons. They're just giving them names now. So Apex Legends Emergence is coming out. We got a trailer earlier this week. Which included just like the first one was kind of just like the I think they call it the Outlands trailers, where it's like
yeah stories trailer. From the Outlands.
Yeah, so we met Seer, who is our newest legend coming in. He looks dope. He's got the, you know, he's a mix between Kung Lao and Lil Nas X. It's great. That's what I think of when I see him. He's super sick. He's a new recon character, which is cool because now we've had back-to-back recon characters. So that's pretty dope. You know, we had Valkyrie. Now we've got Seer. He's recon. And he looks pretty dope. His whole character looks sick. His whole kit looks amazing. They kind of touched on it a little bit. I think they'll go into it more. We've got a trailer coming out. While you guys are listening to this, it's actually already out. The trailer's already out to see it. So it's new, it's Emergence. We're getting some map changes for World's Edge. We're getting a new LMG. It's Rampart's newest invention.
Is it called Rampage?
The Rampage LMG.
Is it energy? Or what kind is it?
I don't know. It's a surprising source of firepower. They have not delved into it, but I'm thinking it's going to be light ammo. But in the trailer, what you saw to charge it up, you saw a thermite grenade come apart and it went into the magazine and then it charged up the firepower. So I'm thinking either light ammo, but machine gun, but you can charge it up with thermite rounds, which would be pretty cool. pretty dope. And then we're getting ranked arenas as well, which is I'm pretty stoked about because playing arenas now, I've just been jumping into that. But Seer, he's got micro drones, which help him on the battlefield. When he aims down sight with any weapon, and this is only aimed down sight, he's got a heartbeat sensor, which is pretty fucking cool. Like I'm super excited to try him out. I like my recon character, so I love playing Bloodhound. Valkyrie is also a lot of fun, so I'm really excited to see Seer in action. He can do something else with his micro drones. I'm not 100% sure. I know his ultimate, he puts up like kind of like a dome, like Gibraltar's dome, or kind of like in the same expanse of Horizon's ult. And anyone that is inside of there, he can see. So if Wraith's in her interdimensional phase shift, he can see where she's at. Mirage, I'm sure he can see the real Mirage when he does that. So like a lot of ways to counter characters, I'm sure he can be countered as well.
From what I read, it was you can detect him unless they move slowly. Like okay. To avoid detection, you have to move slowly, whether so, it's like walking or crouch. Walking. Yeah.
Okay. Which that's pretty cool, but also if you got a beat on where they were before and they start crouch walking, you just either lob a grenade or start firing in that direction.
Right.
So it's gonna be cool. I'm really excited about it. We're getting 3 new arenas maps. Hillside, which is on King's Canyon, Dome, which is World's Edge, and then Oasis from Olympus. I'm pretty stoked. I want to see the gun in action. I want to see Seer in action. I want to try him out. And then this launches on the 3rd, which is pretty sweet. Very excited about that. Cannot wait.
Yeah, I got my Season 9 Battle Pass to like level 12, so I'm ready for this one.
The other game that I've been playing that I've wanted to talk about and delve into a little bit, which I've been having the absolute most fun in just playing by myself, it's called New World. New World is Amazon's newest MMO RPG. It's published and developed by Amazon Games. Essentially, this game is, like I said, MMO RPG, but think of the way of Skyrim, how you have different skills, like how you could pick flowers and it helps with certain things. You're just leveling up your skills as you go. There's not really any kind of like, I mean, there's builds in there, right? But you pretty much build your character around what you want to do, which I'm freaking stoked about. I've probably played a few hours of this beta and I actually made it a point yesterday. I played for an hour and a half just chopping trees down to get my logging up to 50. So I could chop down mature trees and get like aged wood, which is absolutely insane. So the mystical land of Aeternum calls. For thousands of years, the mysterious islands of Aeternum have been the source of fantastical legends, and now you found it. Shipwrecked with no supplies or allies, you'll need to make your way in a dangerous world where the fundamental laws of life and death don't apply. Magic flows through Aeternum. It brings life, miraculous healing, reanimation of the dead, and strange flora and magical properties. And it brings horror, the power to cause untold destruction and the slow wasting of the soul through countless cycles of death and resurrection. In a land, your destiny is whatever you make it. So you pretty much get to do anything in this game. There is PvP. You can enable it or disable it, which is cool. Mm-hmm. There's quests, there's factions, all that stuff. There's different creatures, different things that you can do. There's I think they call it like tracking and skinning is one of the things, logging, just a whole bunch of different stuff and different skills. There's spears, there's hammers, there's swords, there's rapiers, there's ice gauntlets, different, like a whole bunch of different stuff that you can do in the game. And when you zoom out of the map is huge, absolutely huge. It's crazy. I'm super excited about it, if you guys can't tell. I've been playing it nonstop. I play for a couple hours every night, and I'm super stoked for it to release. There's a closed beta going on right now, which ends August 3rd, the same day that Apex launches, which is absolutely perfect. And then the full game is going to release on August 31st, which is pretty sweet. I know you were saying that you signed up for the beta, right?
Yeah, I didn't pre-order it, but I signed up on the website, so they might invite me if they like me enough.
Yeah. The only reason why I got it was because I had a gift card that was given to me, and I just used it. I was like, you know what? Game looks cool.
Let me try it out. You can buy it on Amazon and then redeem it.
Right, yeah. I did buy it because it was a Visa gift card, so I just bought it straight through Steam because, you know, I'm a sheep that way.
But it's coming from Amazon, so, I mean, you know it's going to have that big money behind it.
It's true. It does have that big money behind
it. CEO, entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos.
The man went to space for 11 minutes and came back. What a G. Character progression, it's much like D&D, where there's like just different, you know, your attributes. So in this one, there's strength, dexterity, intelligence, focus, and constitution. Constitution is just based off your health. Strength, dexterity, intelligence, and focus, when you level those up, when you're looking at them, they give you what will help you with weapons. So like swords and axes and stuff like that is with like strength and dexterity. Intelligence helps you with like the ice gauntlets and fire staff or any kind of staff like that. And I think with the rapiers as well for intelligence and dexterity, and then focus and I don't remember what focus is, but I know constitution.
Range weapons?
Ooh, spells. Sorry. Mm. The life staff, which is just, it's just the life staff. So just like healing and mana and all that stuff. And then obviously constitution, just your overall health pool and stuff like that. The different trade skills, like I was talking about earlier, was like gathering. I have this picture up. So there's crafting, refining, and gathering. Those are like the three like main ones. And then underneath that, you've got weapon smithing, armoring, engineering, jewel crafting, arcana, cooking, and furnishing. Under refining, you got smelting, woodworking, leatherworking, weaving, stone cutting, and then gathering, you got logging, mining, fishing, harvesting, and tracking and skinning. So like, it's like so in depth that like you will probably like never get to get stuff done like ever. Each weapon has its own skill tree as well, so different skills and different like it's crazy. The game, like, I don't know if this was in development for a while and like people just didn't know about it, or people knew about it and they were just waiting, because I had no idea. And I saw obviously Twitter, I saw people posting about it on Twitter. People we work with are big into MMOs, so I heard through them as well. But the game looks and plays really well for it being a closed beta, which excites me for when it fully releases. I did join one of the factions. There's three factions in the game, the Marauders, the Syndicate, and the Covenant. Shane, if you can guess which one I chose.
Covenant?
No, I chose the Syndicate. So the Marauders, living examples of the credo, might makes right. The Marauders are a ruthless military force bent on establishing a free nation where anyone with the strength and determination to stake a claim can do so. America. The Syndicate, working in the shadows and dealing with secrets, members of the Syndicate use their boundless guile and intellect in pursuit of forbidden knowledge. I mean, come on, it's just great. The Covenant, divine champions who are driven by conviction and their faith in the light of the spark. The Covenant fights with righteousness and justice for the struggling souls of all living things. Sounded really cool, but I like the Syndicate. I like being like sneaky and all that stuff. So there's a lot to the game. I highly recommend trying out the game. The game is $40.
That's all right. Ooh, at
end. $40. $40, not bad. I had a gift card, and if I didn't have the gift card, I was gonna squeeze it anyways. Because $40, there's a big difference, and I feel like a lot of people don't get it. Right, $60 for a game is too much nowadays. I personally think $40 is like that perfect price point. It's like not too much, and not too little. $40, yeah. Like it's perfect. $39.99, anybody would spend any kind of money on that, 100%. But yeah, that's New World. I'm enjoying it so far. I don't know if you've seen too much on it. I know you said, like you said, you signed up for the beta. I didn't know if you
I signed up for it, but I've pretty much seen nothing about it. I forgot it was even coming out until I saw some ad somewhere that it was like you could sign up for the beta, and I said, "Hey."
Yeah, I had no idea, and then like I said, I saw it on Twitter, and I saw a few YouTube videos, and I watched one YouTube video which was like an hour long, and I couldn't like turn myself away from the screen. It scratches that itch of Skyrim, which I loved so much. Like that to me was my favorite RPG, and I know that wasn't even like the best one out of Elder Scrolls. So like,
yeah,
for me, it was my first time really in that kind of world and space. So I'm loving this one so far. Matt and I have been playing it together, and we've been enjoying it.
If I get invited, I'll hop in,
dude. If you get invited, dude, hop in with us, and we'll run a turn up. Sorry.
Turn them up.
One of the other games I wanted to talk about that is releasing in August is Aliens Fireteam Elite.
The fuck? I've never even heard of that.
I know, exactly. So all these games that I'm hearing about, it's pretty sweet. So I'll read the little synop for you.
Yeah, synopsis it for me.
Set in the iconic Alien universe, Aliens Fireteam Elite is a cooperative third-person survival shooter that drops your fire team of hardened Marines into a desperate fight to contain the evolving Xenomorph threat.
Nice. Just the way I love my Marines. Hard.
Yeah. Yes. Face off against waves of terrifying Xenomorph and Weyland Yutani... Did I say that right? Yutani? Synthetic foes alongside two players or AI teammates. As you and your fire team desperately fight for your way through four unique campaigns that introduce new storylines to the Alien universe, create and customize your own Colonial Marine, choosing from an extensive variety of classes, weapons, gear, and perks, battling overwhelming odds in this heart-pounding survival shooter experience. So, you're in the Alien universe, which is pretty sweet, dude. So, in this, right, really where it sets is obviously, like I said, Alien universe. Play a pivotal role in the epic events that occur 23 years after the original Alien trilogy as a Colonial Marine stationed aboard the UAS Endeavor, battling terrifying Xenomorph threats. Stunning visuals, iconic enemies, realistic environments, powerful weapons, futuristic equipment, and an eerie soundscape combined with new storylines in a series of replayable campaigns expand upon the story from the blockbuster films.
That's a lot of corporate marketing buzzwords.
Oh, a lot. So you have to survive the hive in this game. Face overwhelming odds against over 20 enemy types, including 11 different xenomorphs along the evolutionary scale from facehuggers to Praetorians, each designed with their own intelligence to ambush, outsmart, and eviscerate vulnerable Marines. Utilize cover and master team strategy to survive extraterrestrial threats as they overrun your fireteam from every angle. Swarm through doors and vents, scramble across walls and ceilings, and strike from darkness with uncanny ferocity. I watched Kinda Funny Games do their party mode, and it was Nick Scarpino, Andy Cortez, and Greg Miller play. Dude, the game looks awesome. Like, they were fighting aliens, and one alien was like sitting there. They shot at him. He ran into a vent and waited for two of them were walking like side by side, walked, and it waited for just the one person to pass by the vent and jumped out and jumped on him. And I was like, whoa. So like, there's like intelligence in there, which is cool. So it really reminds me of Left 4 Dead and Back 4 Blood, what they're going to be doing with that. Just aliens. But you can only, it's three people. So three per squad. You can choose from five unique classes, gunner, demolisher, technician, doc, and recon, each with their own special abilities and character perks. So 30 different weapons and 70 different mods and attachments to help you fight the alien threat. The perk board modifies and improves your abilities with unique challenge card system, alters the approach to each campaign mission. It's going along the same lines as Back 4 Blood, just in the Alien universe, which is cool. The game releases August 24th for Steam, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. The trailer for it looked really dope. So I'm pretty stoked to try that out. I really want to try it out. I'm really praying If it's coming to, you know, Xbox One and Xbox Series X, like, please put it on Game Pass, because that'd be fucking awesome.
Well, I'm looking at the coming soon list here, and I don't see it.
Okay, so probably not. So, well, hopefully it's $40.
No Game Pass, big bummer. But you know what is coming to Game Pass that I already have preloaded? Coming this Thursday, I don't know if you've seen anything about
The Ascent yet. I haven't seen anything coming yet to Game Pass.
Oh, well, this game's coming. It's called The Ascent. It's pretty cool. It's a solo and or co-op action shooter RPG set in a cyberpunk world. Ooh. So the visuals on it are pretty fucking impressive. It kind of looks like it plays like a weird fusion of like XCOM, Diablo, and like a twin stick shooter at the same time. Ooh. So like it's semi top down with like really, really high quality, like designed world. And it has like a little circle around your character. So you can see if you're playing four people, it has like a red circle, blue, green, so you can identify yourself. But you can like go to stores, you level your character up and get skill points to customize their limbs with cybernetic enhancements and things like that, and different weapons and abilities. And you're just going through this world, which looks like it has like some kind of aliens, and there's like big fucking robots.
Oh yeah, I saw like the graphic art for it, but I didn't really jump into it. That's dope.
Yeah, it looks cool. And I've watched the trailer, and it's kind of hard to place exactly another game that it looks like, but he says, "Welcome to the Ascent Group. Arcology, a self-contained corporate-run metropolis stretching high into the sky and filled with creatures from all over the galaxy. You play as a worker, enslaved by the company that owns you and everyone else in your district. You get things done, whatever menial task is given. One day, while sent on a routine assignment to make use of your skills with a cyber deck, you are suddenly caught in a vortex of catastrophic events. The Ascent Group, the largest mega corporation on the planet, shuts down for unknown reasons, causing the automated security systems to go haywire. So the survival of your district is threatened. Rival corporations are trying to force appropriation, and crime syndicates are looking to boost their black market augmentation trade. So you must take up arms to stop them from seizing control and embark on a new mission to find out what started it all." It seems neat. Looks like it's worth trying. And I mean, the point of it is that it's on Game Pass, so you can just try it. You don't have to buy it. But if you want to buy it, it's right now. If you buy it, pre-order it, it's on sale for $26.99. And even after launch, it's only going to be $30.
That's pretty good. So you can either pay, you know, $15 a month if you want for Game Pass, right? Like if you know, right?
If you want to play this on PC, it's $5.
Right.
And so, you can play on PC. And that, yeah. $15 is just if you want Ultimate, which is the whole deal.
Right. Which is everything for PC and, you know, console.
PC, Xbox, and Gold, yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. Or you can pre-order now for $26.99. Or when the game launches, $30. Which it sounds like, it almost sounds like Cyberpunk's 2077, just like,
yeah,
I guess better, because you can play with people. So that's pretty sweet. I like that. I think the next game that I'm going to tell you about, I have it installed on my Switch. It is a Nintendo Switch game. I've been seeing a lot of buzz around it. I'm going to try it out tonight. You should play it with people, but I'm going to try it just solo. It's called Pokemon Unite. I don't know if you've seen anything about it at all.
I don't think so.
Awesome. Perfect. The game just released July 21st. Welcome to to Eos Island, the home of Pokemon Unite and a new Pokemon region where you can now compete in 5-on-5 team battles. It's a MOBA. Hmm. It's literally a Pokemon MOBA.
Switch.
Dude, it's free. The game is completely free. It's a completely free game. So it's the game is available for download on Nintendo eShop at no cost. And if you download it by August 31st, you will receive Zeraora's Unite license to help you on your quest to
victory. There it is right there. Number one.
So.
Why the fuck did I not hear about this game?
Dude, I'm telling you. So as you're fighting with your Pokemon, say you start off with a fletchling or a Pidgey. We'll say you start off with
you can evolve,
and you go through and you're fighting. There's obviously mobs that you can fight, you know, like the little just like tower characters. And then obviously,
yeah,
anyone knows about a MOBA. I'm terrible at explaining this because I don't play a lot of MOBAs. But you can evolve your Pokemon as you play in this. Dude, I have seen nothing but so much buzz about this game. And I've seen streamers playing it. I've seen a lot of people playing it. And the game is free. It's coming to like mobile, like phones, mobile devices in September, and it will be cross-platform between Nintendo Switch and smartphones. Like, that's planned. Dude, I mean, if you're not a Pokemon fan already, like, this is super awesome. And like, I love Pokemon to the point where I cannot wait to try.
Yeah,
I'm super excited to try it out and play it. It looks a lot of fun. It doesn't, I mean, if this is what they've been working on, like, I'm here for it. You know, I mean, the Pokemon company always has new things that they're brewing. Like, I'm super stoked to try it out because nothing but buzz about this game. It's been all over my Twitter feed. I'm super excited. I can't wait to try it out.
I'm on it right now. Okay.
Let me see if I can grab like the description of it in, because I mean, you know, I can say that it's like a, you know, like a MOBA, and most people will understand. But I got someone in Discord talking shit about me because I'm in a Discord channel. I asked if anyone's playing Pokemon Unite. This kid goes, "Who plays MOBAs anymore?"
A lot of people do.
Yeah, sorry, no one wants to just play Valorant every day of their lives. Okay, so
who plays Valorant anymore?
Right. Join trainers from around the world as they head for Eos Island to compete in the Unite Battles. In Unite Battles, trainers face off in 5-on-5 team battles to see who can score the most points within the allotted time. Teamwork is key as you and your teammates defeat wild Pokemon, level up, and evolve your partner Pokemon, and knock out the opposing team's Pokemon to prevent them from scoring points. Put your teamwork to the test and take home the win. So there's different Unite moves. You can rank up. Communication is key. So I'm guessing you communicate in game. I'd rather play.
It's like probably that. like ping system and stuff like that. Because the Switch never lets you do like voice communication. Right.
So like, but it would be cool like if, you know, if there was five of us playing the game and we could just, you know, Discord it. So you look at that. Already downloading it.
1 minute remaining.
And it's cool, right? It's just something for the Switch. They have different, like if you look at the map, there's different lanes.
That's how MOBAs work.
Yeah.
What do they have? One basic 3-lane map?
It's a one basic 3-lane map. Let me see if I can show you.
Some MOBAs do like a smaller 2-lane map for like smaller games. I can't see it. Raise it higher. That's interesting.
Yeah, right? So it's almost kind of like 3 lanes where like it's not a full like straight three-laner. But it looks really cool, and I'm really excited to try it out. I cannot wait. Super stoked to try it.
I'll let you know how it is in 2 minutes.
All right, great. So like I said.
Tencent Games.
Tencent Games. They're the ones that came up with Pokemon Go, right? Am I correct with that? I think I'm correct in saying
Pokemon
that.
Go is Niantic.
Who's
Tencent had their hands on something. Like, I think Tencent was like a... somehow correlated to like Epic Games. They were like a backer, like a finance operation to Fortnite.
Tencent Games. Hold on. I want to see.
This looks so cool.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm just watching the intro cinematic.
PUBG Mobile. Tencent Games.
PUBG Mobile. Okay.
They helped with PUBG Mobile.
A couple other games I want to just mention real quick. Sure. Chris Tales. I don't know if you've seen that.
Nope.
By Modus Games. It is advertises experience past, present, and future simultaneously in this gorgeous indie love letter to classic JRPGs. It looks awesome, like visually. Let me see how I'm gonna go find the description for it. I just had it up here 1 second ago. I don't know, just like the visuals of it, it's like kind of anime cartoon-esque. Trying to think of which anime it closely resembles, but here is the description right here.
Can you spell it?
CRIS Tales. So, unforgettable exploration of how our actions echo through time. Join the newly awakened time mage, Chris Bell, and her fantastical companions in a fantasy world facing a grim future. Powerful time empress and her forces threaten to bring about a cataclysm, tearing apart Crystalis and other four kingdoms of the region. It's a love letter to JRPGs inspired by the likes of Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy VI, Valkyrie Profile, Bravely Default, and Persona 5. You meet and recruit a unique cast of teammates, challenge a myriad of enemies, and make your way through an expansive world. You experience the past, present, and future simultaneously, so you can kind of time warp and peer into and learn from the past, or decide on actions in the present that alter the course of future in ways you will reshape the world dynamically depending on the choices you make. It has strategic turn-based combat where you can warp your enemies into the past or future and synchronize attacks for enhanced group abilities. And it's got a big, beautiful, hand-drawn 2D world that looks awesome. It just came out. It is on the Switch. It came out on July 20th. But the most important part is it is also on Game Pass.
Hell yeah. That's sweet, dude. I love Game Pass, dude.
The one other one I want to mention, just because it is so funky and so cool looking, it's called Atomicrops. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No.
So Atomicrops is, it visually sort of looks kind of like Stardew Valley-esque, and it also is the same idea, right? So you own the last farm in the post-apocalypse wasteland inherited from your late grandfather's will mere moments before the surrounding countryside gets vaporized in a nuclear blast. Now the only source of food for the local town, you constantly under threat from the local mutant wildlife, you do as any self-respecting farmer would, and you farm, marry, and kill. Atomicrops is an action roguelike farming simulator.
Wow.
So the trailer for it shows you having to actively run through watering and tending to crops while swinging and fighting off against a bunch of mutants that are just chaos fighting at your farm. It looks pretty sick. And we've all seen a lot of games like this, farming games, Harvest Moon style games. This one, you have a gun you can use, even though it is, it's cartoony, but all your crops are getting mutated as you're harvesting them. And it just looks wacky and super cool.
That sounds pretty cool. And I like it. I'm definitely here for that game.
Yeah. And also on Game Pass.
See, dude, game...
It is one of the four newly added games to Game Pass.
See, we can't get enough of Game Pass here. One of my second to last game is really not a game. It's just a game mode within the game. Battlefield 2042. They did EA Play Live on the 22nd, so a lot of these are from that. I really just took away three of the things I wanted to talk about from it. Battlefield 2042's got a new... It's a third game mode in the game. It's called Battlefield Portal. So, Battlefield Portal includes all seven maps from 2042's All-Out Warfare mode, plus six classic environments from previous Battlefield titles. The classic maps are Battle of the Bulge and El Alamein from Battlefield 1942, Arcia Harbor, and Valparcio from Battlefield Bad Company 2, and Caspian Border and Nashalar Canals from Battlefield 3. The mode features pre-programmed reimagined experiences from these past titles, including Conquest, Rush, and Team Deathmatch. All the maps, including the classic ones, will support matches of up to 128 players on PC, Xbox Series X consoles, and PlayStation 5. The cool thing about Portal is that it is... I read it earlier, and now I don't have it, and now I'm pissed. Hold on. I'm trying to think.
No worries, I'm just playing some Pokemon.
As they were showing the trailer, you had a fighter jet fly by, and then you had an old style plane fly by, and they were shooting each other. So there's just different aspects of past, present, and future in the game, which is pretty freaking cool in this game mode. So you could be in a tank, driving a tank, and all of a sudden horse and buggy comes riding by near you. There's no horse and buggy.
Battlefield 1.
Right, from Battlefield 1. So it's pretty cool. I'm really excited about it. I'm a very big Battlefield person. I prefer Battlefield over Call of Duty. I think the Battlefield games last a lot longer. than Call of Duty, just because they always put so much work and effort into their games. The last final game I want to talk about isn't so much a new game, but it's a remake, and it's only going to be next gen only. You get to return to the Ishimura as Isaac.
I didn't see anything about that either. I know it was revealed because Peter tweeted it, but Dead Space. I didn't see the trailer or anything or whatever they showed. I did not watch the EA
State. Dead Space is coming back. I think really what they're trying to do is, you know, it could have been very easy that they would have made a fourth game and people probably would have been like super excited, but I think they're doing this remake just to see how everyone receives it. It's a ground up remake. So completely remade by EA Motive, I believe.
They've done a lot. Burnout and stuff, right?
Yeah, they're spearheading this one because, as everyone knows, after...
Can you hear my Switch running right now?
Right now, no. When you put it up close to the mic, cool. Yes.
Yeah, I have it behind the mic.
When Dead Space 3 came out after that, like 4 years after it released, EA shut down Visceral, which they were working on that new Star Wars game, which was the... I think it was the Bounty Hunter one, right?
Yeah, Star Wars 8. There was a bunch of numbers, right?
Yeah, it looked really good. But then the guy that was like the former vice president, Glenn Schofield, he's been working on a game called the Callisto Protocol, which is set in the PUBG universe, which is kind of weird.
I still don't understand.
I don't fully understand it either, but it's no surprise that Dead Space is resurfacing. I mean, it's for nostalgia's sake, right? Everyone loves nostalgia. Look at the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Like, everyone loves...
By the way, how's that? Have you played a lot of that? Is it good? Nope. I still haven't played it.
I have not played a lot of it. Game's great.
Big failure. And yeah. 100%. Like, I have played it, obviously, but I'm disappointing my past self.
Yeah.
Significantly.
No, it's okay, man. Your past self is very proud of your current self. So like games like that, they are doing Skate, and I think a new Skate, which is eventually coming out as well. But I was a little underwhelmed when they said, you know, Dead Space is like, I was like, oh, well, I was super excited. And then it was revealed that it's just a remake. And I was like, oh, well, I'm a little disappointed, but it makes sense for them to remake the game. So like, we'll see how well it works, and we'll go from there.
Yeah,
I guess. That's really all I got for games. I mean, we missed a week, but you know, a lot of news to cover, which is great.
Yeah, I don't have much more to say because now I'm playing Pokemon Unite.
See, that's what I'm saying. And that's pretty much it. That's going to do it for, you know, episode 3, I would say. I think that's like the perfect way to wrap it up. A little bunch of news updates and updates on our lives and everything, you know?
Bro, you got to come play this game with me.
Okay, I want to come play the game with you. Guys,
I'm defeating APOMs. I just scored a big touchdown goal. This is a great game.
Thank you guys.
Oh, did the Thunderball Electro Ball, bitch.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. As always, you guys can find our socials. It'll be definitely linked into the episode as well. Find us on Twitter at Good Game Guys Pod. If you guys have any questions or anything you guys want us to answer, goodgameguyspod@gmail.com. Also, as always, please leave us a lovely review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Either way, just so we can get some feedback from you guys. Other than that, we've been the Good Game Guys. I'm Devon, joined by Shane.
That's me playing Pokemon.
Hey, we're going to go play some Pokemon Unite and try it out, baby. And we out.
Have a good day. Oh, my God. It's a big B.
Dr. B.
Dr. B's.